Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great one, Sean.
That one's credit to the Twitch chat. Twitch chat.
I was going to say, you probably don't know who the specials are.
I have no idea.
Well, WEEI Weather Smoke says too hot today. On the way to at least 100, Curtis? Over 100? Let's open up quickly.
Oh, dear.
The WEEI Window World Boston Weather Window. Take a little peek outside. Curtis, what do we got?
Careful, you might fog your glasses.
Shime, let's leave the humor to me, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, it just happens to me every time I step outside now.
It is 89 degrees at 8:11 here in Boston. So I would say, Greg, the Echelon pool is going to be a wild scene.
Yeah.
I've heard it's been banana land.
It has been crazy over there.
And you know what? I have a great recipe. It's my easy lobster salad. Boom. So it's 89. It's going to be 102 today. Record-setting heat on June 24th. In Portland, Maine, where you can hear us loud and clear, 81 degrees. Going to go up to 94.
Okay.
Providence is going to be really hot. It's going to be hot in Providence, too. It's going to feel like 105 later today.
Wow.
And right now in Wellfleet, it's 75 degrees, going up to 90 here. But it's 95% humidity.
All right, well, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Also at 10 o'clock, I believe, we will start to contact those of you who are the winners of VIP access for the final roadshow at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd. So you have until 10 to see if you can win when you go to the contest page at WEEI.com. And that roadshow is preceded by pregame on July 2nd at the Nazwa Resort right there on beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee. And then we will see if we can make all this happen with the without the involvement of the Coast Guard or the Lake Guard or whatever it is up there in New Hampshire on Thursday morning, July 3rd.
It felt like Hampton Beach, Bernie's was the pregame to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
That worries me a bit. There were a lot of people at Bernie's that were we'll see you at the lake. And
That is definitely was definitely the pregame for that.
New Hampshire knows how to have a lot of fun. They really
wilding out. Yeah.
You can hear elements of my idiocy and alcohol on this radio station in drop form. So I'm not trying to speak down to anybody. I wouldn't when it comes to alcohol. I'm a moron. But we entered early to the Wally's party, and there is a different kind of drunk in New Hampshire. It's just, I am fearful for what's going to happen to the Dive.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I love the syllables.
And if your significant other is swaying on their feet, take them home.
They're feeling good.
In this case, it's a Thursday before a holiday.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you been swaying on your feet?
And usually Santo's like, okay, time to go.
Get you another drink.
Loose a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Have a good time.
Always mix in waters. It's hot out there.
Boot and rally, folks.
That's it, right?
Boot give it up and rally, you.
You'll feel good after that.
You never 100%. Booted and rallied, Courtney. Give me a break.
Come on.
I honestly, Curtis, have never.
Even in college?
Never. If I'm throwing up, your girl is in for the night.
A little James Earl Jones and you're right back in the mix.
No, your mouth tastes disgusting. That
get
is...
you some gum and some mouthwash.
Listerine, strip it up.
I've never done that.
Yeah. Now listen, if you're going via boat, via watercraft, advise you to get there early. Now that's a sandbar, so you can set right up there on the boat. I'm assuming everybody will crank the station on the Odyssey app on the boat. And so we should be heard all over Lake Winnipesaukee at 6 a.m. in the morning. I hope the neighbors don't mind up there. I hope they don't mind on Governor's Island, Curtis.
Right. I hope Tag shows up. Tag Romney. He's my favorite Romney.
Do you think we get an on-air dump out? Because I feel like we get an on-air dump
from
out.
From Ken?
I feel like by saying it, you're asking for it.
Not by one of us.
I mean, I had to dump out of Ty Law like 100 times.
No. Exactly. No, I'm saying, like, you know, as I learned what the dump out is.
Yeah.
Right.
And everybody talks about how Lake Winnipesaukee is wild.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, my God.
And they say it's wild for the, you know, just the regular 4th of July.
Yeah. Is Sununu coming?
We should get, maybe the old governor, my governor, can bring the new governor.
Ooh, like,
we
be
haven't
cool.
done anything with the new governor of New Hampshire, so.
Kelly Ayotte.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she would like to be associated with this particular.
This feels challenge. Like an awkward first encounter.
But see, there it is now. My Look God. At that. If you're watching the show on YouTube or Twitch, you can see the dive. That's a setup. We'll have 100 of our nearest and dearest there with us on the boat. But there's seats outside in the water, so we'll go outside, hang outside. We'll go boat to boat.
Those boats are in, you can walk in the water to all those boats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go over every break. We go to a different boat and do a part of the show from
a
different boat.
That'd be fun.
Right?
So when should we do Wiggy applying sunscreen to men?
Won't happen.
We will. We're going to have a Greg Hill Foundation merch boat.
All right.
Can we share that number, or do you want to save it till the end? The one that you sent the group yesterday.
No, I'm happy to share it. The support that you show this program and the foundation is just incredible. So far, you have donated via purchase of merch. Over $27,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation with Roadshow merch, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's just simply an incredible number. So there's never been a more generous audience in the history of all radio. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you today? I just thought, I've been listening to you talk about the 4th of July Roadshow. I agree with you, but I just thought I'd give you a little different perspective, unless, for example, you've got someone who has made some phone calls, and I'm just being seriously but joking. As for the boating up there on that week, even prior to the 4th, never mind the day of, your party, all the action you're talking about, we have people up there called the Marine Patrol.
Yeah.
They can be extremely hard-ass on the people, meaning if you're driving the boat, you better be careful. If you're the passenger, you can do anything you want. But I'm just saying,
Listen, we appreciate the call, Barry Buzzkill. I mean, people know who are piloting a boat that they cannot imbibe.
Right.
They do it. They're very good at it.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody is safe.
I mean, I'm sure that there are some, perhaps in the Marine Patrol, who listen to this program, come by and give us a little toot of the Marine siren or what have. I'm
or
not
a
worried
patch
about it.
For the little man.
Right, exactly. All right, well, anyway.
Is Bob driving 55 on the pike?
It probably is. Shime, what do we have left for They Said It?
It was just one cut. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
All right, this was Marty Jaramillo, who is a CBS injury analyst, talking about all of the NBA injuries and how it has kind of shifted where you see a lot of the Achilles injuries that they've had.
The Achilles injuries.
Here is what Marty had to say about those.
I've been obsessed with the data of load management since 2012, and I've been watching these numbers just continue to rise. So since 2012... and now in 2025, the average NBA team runs an extra 200 miles per season. What does that mean? Well, the brunt of those extra 200 miles is the burden is on the starters. Load management is the era that we are in, and all teams have to work to try to balance out those minutes across the entire rosters. But without question, if you compare, you know, the days of Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and Patrick Ewing, all those days, that was a half-court offense, and now we are in space and pace. And space and pace has increased three-pointers, fast breaks, and now the total mileage. It's absolutely insane what these players are going through, and we're seeing some of the greats just go down.
Mm.
Is that what it is, though? You would think it would be balanced out by how many games those guys actually played as opposed to these guys.
Yeah, but like, these guys are still playing a lot. Like, SGA played in 77 games this season. I think Tatum was at, like, 70-something. And I didn't even think about it until he and I heard him talking about this. But that's a really good point. Back in the days, it was a half-court, big man, low-post game, where now everything is, like, push the ball, pace.
Yeah.
And that obviously takes a lot of toll on your body.
Do you think that it's other injuries that have piled up that lead to these Achilles, though? Is it do they need to focus maybe on guys in the PT that they're doing to get back? Like, if you have a calf strain, if you're Tyrese Halliburton, is the training staff not doing enough when it comes to a calf strain to lead to something bigger? I was just trying to pull up Dame's injury list, like what he was dealing with before the Achilles, and it was a calf.
Well, that was a case, same thing. That was a case with Halliburton, right?
Correct.
Like, he had the calf strain.
Same thing with Dame.
And Tatum.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. It was, I can't remember who was saying it. There was another video of a former basketball player who was talking about it, and part of it is the media, because if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play to protect himself because he's dealing with a calf strain, he's called soft. Oh, you know who it was?
Okay.
It was
that's the most ridiculous.
It was Doc Rivers' kid.
The NBA guys could care Austin less Rivers. What is said yes. about them in the media.
No, like, but that's the thing. He was like, the players are called soft. If you don't play, you're soft.
But
and that leads into guys playing through the calf strain.
But I'm just saying that if you can look at it and it's calf equals Achilles over and over and over again within a month, then maybe they need to take a better look at how they're dealing with people's calf injuries,
but
strains.
But I do think, Greg, this is another example of why you and Trainer Dan should slow down a bit.
Yeah, I agree. Well, remember I had that near, I felt like I had an Achilles coming on when I was training for the Jingle All the Way 5K. I had to stop running immediately.
And can I have a show sort of decision on this?
Yes.
Barry Buzzkill is the only way we refer to Ken from here on.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, update on our guy, Baseball Brett.
Oh, yeah.
Who injured his Achilles, tore his Achilles in Las Vegas. He had the surgery yesterday.
Oh, wow.
With Dr. Thomas Gill.
Yeah.
The Patriots doctor.
He is like Forrest Gump.
He is. But apparently there's a guy, Brian, over there who's works with the doctor who listens to the show every day.
Right.
So Baseball Brett, suited and booted. We'll be in a full cast for a couple weeks. And
For the summer.
For the
sucks.
Summertime, not good. But he'll probably still be available to call. Maybe more available to call.
Well, I hope he enjoyed Loud Luxury.
Yes.
We should find out if he had a cash
strain. He said it was he tripped on a rug at the casino when he got home.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
He tripped on a rug?
Do you buy any excuse that anybody gives you for an injury in Las Vegas at 4 or 5 a.m.?
Tripping on a rug is so embarrassing, I almost have to believe
That's what I was going to say. It makes him seem so old that it's like it has to be true. The wrong sneakers getting caught on the rug.
But there's no way like a trip on a rug blows your Achilles out.
I don't know.
I think there was something else.
It's that first
step,
awkward step thing that you were talking about with Tatum and with Halliburton.
Right, and I don't know, like tripping on a rug, maybe he was like at a party and he was like, oh, he saw like, you know, maybe it was song and he tried to get to the dance floor quick.
this is Derek from New Hampshire. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Wiggy, I just got to let you know what Lake Winnipesaukee is really like, man. There's beautiful women out there on those sandbars. I'm not joking. That guy was a buzzkill. You're going to, hey, Stephon Diggs might even pull up with Cardi B. That's what the type of women are out there, right?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. I'm not worried about
anybody. It's an awesome time.
I'm not worried about any of our listeners. The Lake people know what they're doing up there, and I cannot wait to wrap up Roadshow season number 4 on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive.
Sounds like a lot
3rd.
Of twerking going on up there.
Yes.
Wait, did Fitzy fall off a scooter?
What?
People are saying that Fitzy fell off a scooter.
I don't know.
Saw his face. It was all like beaten up a couple days ago.
Road rash?
Must be.
Maybe.
Wow.
Jeez.
Everybody's falling apart around here.
All right. Well, before Winnipesaukee, we are headed to America's oldest seaport on Friday. That is Gloucester and the Beauport Hotel, Roadshow number 7, night before at My Place by the Sea for pregame. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels out West. 9-5 was the final. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up five runs on three hits, all coming in the bottom of the first, while striking out three. Walker wants to figure out a way to help this team win. Here he is on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I really think it matters what you've done in years past, to be honest with you. So, you know, obviously I'm a guy that's open to kind of doing whatever we need to be done. And you know, I'm a starting pitcher and have been a starting pitcher my whole life. And I don't necessarily think that the changing that is going to somehow magically fix everything. But yeah, I would certainly like to figure it out and go throw 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 innings and help this team win.
Nissan.
Well, I might be if you want to help, maybe disappear for a little while. Retire or something like that. It might be a
casual
solution.
Stint on the IL.
Yeah. DFA might be a good spot for you, Walker, but go ahead. What?
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. Another one with the Angels tonight, 9:38, first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start.
Oink! Oink!
And Buzzkill Laird is awful. Like, right, every happened? Time that he says they've turned... So Saturday morning, we do the show. Yeah. The Sox had won Friday night in San Francisco. They had turned the corner. Everything was looking... And he's talking about the World Series and playoffs, and since then, three straight losses.
Mm.
He is the kiss of death.
Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Drew Holiday is on the move. He's headed out west in a trade with the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for Anfernee Simons and two second-round picks. 26-year-old Simons was with the Trailblazers all 7 years of his career, last year averaging 19.3 points per game.
I know Wiggy said it earlier, and I got very excited. I got that Drake May tingle down my leg that Scheim gets. But do you think that means that they believe that Peyton Pritchard can start and be your guy going forward?
I would think so. I mean, and if you're Pete Pritch, don't you want to get out of the kind of the Lou Williams six-man guy and get into... You know, become a starter.
So does that mean Simons is your sixth man, or are you going to start Simons, White, and Pritchard?
Well, that's a small lineup because Simons is...
I think you may still deal Derek White.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
You wouldn't want to.
I don't think that they will. It's too friendly of a team contract, or too team-friendly of a contract.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We've got the news coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
President Trump announced early this morning that Israel and Iran have agreed to a full ceasefire. Now, Iran attempted a rather feeble response to the U.S. by sending missiles towards our base in Qatar, mm-hmm. Qatar, whichever yeah. you prefer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Those were quickly shot down.
Yes.
Now, since Trump's announcement, Israel has said that Iran already broke the ceasefire with missiles and have threatened to retaliate.
Okay.
So,
okay.
A couple quick updates this morning. Trump dropped an F-bomb, first time I've seen him do that.
Ooh,
on the tarmac before getting on a flight to NATO in The Hague, I believe.
Okay.
He said that they have to figure it F out, and then he tweeted a couple bit or Truth Social, whatever you call it, that there had been an updated agreement for Israel to return its war planes back to Israel and the ceasefire with another attempt.
Did he end on Truth Social with thank you for your attention to this matter?
He actually did.
Okay.
pretty unbelievable. Nice. 48 hours,
yeah.
If you're going to be honest.
Now, how do you feel about a president using the foul language? Like when I was a young man, you would never hear it.
It's relatable for me.
Have we reached a point in society where everybody just drops F-bombs and S-bombs? Probably reached it a long time ago, right?
I mean, I think it humanizes the person.
Some people have in the past, they would get upset if they ever saw the president out in public without a full suit and tie on.
Oh, I bet there's still people that are like...
But we live in a different time. I mean, I'm an old man. It doesn't matter what kind of language I use. It doesn't matter.
It's hard to envision a bigger loser than Tucker Carlson this week. Got to say that. That guy said that everybody that thought that this was going to be World War III, that there would be thousands of American lives losing, whatever. No, Tucker Carlson made an ass of himself.
Well, there are people texting in yesterday going, oh, great. Greg, your president is dragging us into a war. And it seems like if the ceasefire holds, then perhaps,
that'll be huge.
A little shot over the bow of Iran was all they needed to kind of get themselves back in line, perhaps. So,
from your lips to God's ears.
We will see.
Amen.
We will see about that.
And we love you, God. 18-year-old Akram El-Motari is facing criminal charges after a state trooper was struck and critically injured by a stolen motorcycle near Revere Beach last night.
Oh, my gosh.
So scary.
So he stole the motorcycle and then hit a trooper?
Yeah. Happened around 5 p.m.
And he's in critical condition?
Well, those at the scene say that it sent the trooper propelled up in the air 45 feet.
Damn.
With the crash. He was then transported to the hospital, is in critical condition. We can hear from one witness, Harry Schreckel, on WHDA.
I saw an officer lying on the ground right in the street. And from what I could tell, he was in a really, really bad shape. He wasn't moving. And somebody was saying he was bleeding from his head. From what I understand is that the officer was hit by a motorcycle that's in front of my car right there. Full tilt.
Wow. Terrible.
Full tilt. Yeah, be careful.
That's awful.
Terrible.
All right.
Nearly 150 people were jabbed with syringes at a nationwide festival over the weekend in France.
This is the one that has you at DEFCON anxiety level midnight.
This is no festival summer for your girl.
So they were having these some sort of nationwide celebration.
Yes.
And these
several cities had on these music festivals, just like people out in the street enjoying music and you know, food.
And these people went around with syringes and just stabbed them at free random.
Correct. Some of these victims were children.
Do they know what was in the syringe?
No word on what was in the syringes, but those that were jabbed reported feeling sick after.
Jesus.
A dozen people have been detained in connection to the attack in France. So they found a dozen people.
Holy F, that's so scary. Right.
But it was a coordinated attack across several cities. That's terrifying.
You're taking syringes and jabbing children?
Yeah.
Like, who the hell knows? They could be AIDS syringes.
Yeah,
who the hell knows?
No idea. These nut jobs. It could be anything.
Yeah, they're doing medical testing, of course, right now to find out. But Curtis has been doing a great job keeping us warned about the heat emergency we are in right now.
Yes.
And in Dedham, a dog owner was fined after Dedham Animal Control says an officer was flagged by a Good Samaritan about a golden retriever left inside a parked car while their owner went for a swim at the community pool yesterday.
Mm. Oh, boy. Locked them in the car.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. The officers say the dog was visibly panting, had been left inside the car for nearly 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The owner only received a $150 fine.
What?
I don't think that the dog, you should be able to keep the dog.
Of course not.
After
Probably
something
not.
Like that. Officials are again warning people that it is not okay to leave your dog inside of the car, whether or not you put the air conditioning on or anything.
Or you lower the window or whatever. That's not.
It's too hot for them in there.
No bueno.
Now, what do you feel about, I guess Tesla has a new like pet mode? That if you want to leave your dog in the car and lock it, you can put it on pet mode.
Okay.
And so there are Teslas now where people are leaving signs in the window saying, like, my dog is fine. It's the car is in pet mode.
What is pet mode?
Probably
keeps
like
it cool. Yeah, it keeps it regulated.
On. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
That works.
If it keeps it cool and, it's okay with.
I mean, you leave your dog home, so it would be similar if the air condition's on in a car and it's able to keep the dog cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll put a little bowl of water in your backseat or something.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty cool feature.
Yeah.
Can they make it so that the dog can drive the Tesla? Like, that would be cool. I would like that if Bullet could drive the Tesla. Yeah.
But you got to be careful with the pet mode.
I have a question about the people that hate Teslas now. if you believe that the global warming and today, my God, we are hot, is an existential threat that our world is going to end and we need electric cars, then isn't Elon Musk just a hero?
Well, he's back to being, once he parted ways with Trump, he was back to being a hero with
it's
people.
It's just yeah. so, yes. I can't keep yeah. it straight. Yeah. But anyway, carry yeah. on.
All right, we should take a break.
Quick. Okay.
We'll get to the rest of the news next, including, and it's been a while, uptalkers in the news. Apparently some bachelorettes went on a boat mm-hmm. here in Massholia.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire over the weekend.
Yep.
And we have arguably one of the great uptalking pieces of audio that we've ever had on this show, I yes. believe. So we will get to that coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next. Still time to leave a Hill note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back in about a half an hour at 9:20, and you can leave that Hill note on the Odyssey app. And if you've yet to download the app, I've been telling you for a long time, you should. That will allow you to listen to us from wherever you happen to be at whatever time of the day or night or early morning that you would like to listen to this show. You can go back and listen to stuff that you may have missed. So download the Odyssey app, leave a Hill note, and always, you can always ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI if you can't listen on the radio, or you can stream this show at WEEI.com. But we have the rest of the news to get to right now, Courtney.
We criticize Mayor Wu quite a bit on this program, but I like this new initiative because she announced a new late-night food truck program yesterday. 10 trucks will be spread across the city to feed those late-night around Boston.
Define late-night.
Until 3 a.m.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty okay. good.
10 of them, they're supposed to feed the whole city? The whole late-night? But after bar and restaurant crowd with only 10 trucks?
They're spread out. Okay. So the Theater District and Tufts Medical Center have some. Fenway Entertainment, Roadrunner has one. Boston Medical Centers has one. Faneuil Hall, Boylston and Clarendon Street.
Guarantee there's not one in the North End.
Yeah, there's
she
not.
She doesn't like the North End.
Mm. None in Seaport, none in the North End, none in Selfie.
Okay.
But here's Michelle Wu thanking the businesses for stepping up to feed the city.
It just shows your faith in Boston. It shows your commitment to our community. And you are the economic drivers who are going to get us through this moment.
You know what I thought about last night, and it really shows how deranged I am? You know how they've shut down Western Ave and all these streets with the bike lanes, and they have those dividers?
Uh-huh.
Those are all plastic. All the plastic that they have
required for that.
Like, I thought we couldn't use a straw for 5 years. Now we have gigantic straws on the side of the road to prevent you from going into the bike lane, made out of the very thing that we were told we couldn't use. So we had to have those horrible paper straws. Does anybody ever sit down and say, wait, plastic bad, but let's buy 5,000 plastic dividers for our roads?
How about you just allow the restaurants and bars?
Reach.
That are in the city to stay open as late as they want.
And bingo.
Then they can serve people food.
Yep.
They can make extra money.
Yep.
They can stay in business. Like, I get it.
Those are not fiberglass.
5 a.m. or something. 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Whatever.
All right, like you said.
I get it. The hipsters love the food trucks, but.
You could still have the food trucks out there, though.
You could still have. You could do it at you.
Yeah. Ooh, like the Cookie Monster?
Yes. All right, what else?
We've got influencers in the news.
Oh, okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
A tourist at the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy,
okay. All right.
was trying to take a photo with a priceless 300-year-old painting. It was a photo of somebody else was taking of him.
Okay.
He was trying to mimic the pose in the painting. Unfortunately, he fell back, tore a hole in the canvas, and the unnamed tourist, as you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, you could see this going on, faces now charges of damaging cultural heritage.
Mm. Well, he should. And that's like a priceless painting or something at a gallery?
Yeah.
Or a museum?
Try to like stand up and pretend like he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right. What a jackass. Yeah.
And cameras there is everywhere. A step. He trips over, if you're not watching right now, he trips over like a step to keep you far enough away from the paintings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you don't get right up next to at a museum.
Right.
Like, you don't get right up next to the thing. It's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
They should put the ropes there, like the, you know.
Yeah, they should.
The ropes, yes. So people can't even get close enough to even touch it.
Yeah. And you guys know we love up talkers in the news.
Yes.
So NBC 10 News did a full piece on this next story. It's too good to skip. We go to a bachelorette party. They took a boat out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
This past weekend. Bunch of crazy bachelorettes.
Yeah, just enjoying them themselves. And then some sharks showed up.
What do you mean by sharks showed up?
Two sharks were in the water circling the boat.
Okay. Doesn't that happen frequently when a boat is in the water?
I don't know about frequently. I've never seen a shark in the wild.
You are in the shark's territory.
That's true.
Correct. So NBC 10, just to be clear before we get to the uptalker, NBC 10 did a news story about a bachelorette party that was on a boat and they saw a shark.
Yes.
Okay.
Two sharks.
Sounds like a slow, bit of a slow news day to me, but two sharks.
Two sharks.
Okay.
We have the uptalker, but would you like to hear how they set this up?
Yes, of course.
Okay, here you go.
Yes.
50 years ago, the movie Jaws made millions of people think twice about even putting a toe in the water. And on this very boat, a bachelorette party found themselves starring in their very own real-life sequel. The bride is terrified of sharks, but her future sister-in-law assured her that her entire life of boating, she had never seen one until now.
Okay, if I heard that, I would think that they were attacked by a shark, Jaws style, but that's not what happened.
Not what happened at all. But they're playing up the Jaws 50-year.
I understand that.
So
I understand that. I get the tie.
It was before the Drew Holiday trade.
Okay, so the story is that these bachelorettes were on a boat.
Yeah,
on a boat, and they saw some sharks and they were scared.
Yes.
Okay. And the uptalker is the bride?
The bride, Morgan. So we can hear from Morgan explaining what went down with one of her friends.
Okay.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
We wanted to take Morgan out for a surprise bachelorette, so Morgan had no idea what this day would entail. We were quoting Jaws going out into the ocean, so maybe we manifested the sharks. I'm not sure we meant to.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good uptalker.
That is a really good uptalker.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a fantastic. I need to hear that again if I could. Anyway, that we could avoid the sharks would be really, really nice.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
I was having a mimosa. we had a mimosa bar, and all of a sudden, I saw a giant fin.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
Really?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It seems like they're getting married on August 30th. I just found their wedding website.
They were on a boat. The shark's not going to bother them as long as they stay on the boat.
Yes, we were on a boat. Good luck to him. At the time, I was drinking my mimosa through a penis straw.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
It was terrifying.
There's not enough Tanqueray on the planet.
They should have. They were looking for eels.
Yeah.
All right.
They were looking for what?
Eels.
Eels?
He's low-hanging. It's low-hanging fruit. You know. All right.
That's his bolo swimming.
Is that it on the news?
That'll do it for the news.
Right. There you go.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
Yes. Hold on a second. I do.
I will tell you, Morgan, I just double checked to make sure it was the right one. She's become sort of like an influencer on TikTok, a local influencer.
Has she?
Not, but before the shark video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like big on the wedding TikTok circuit.
Any type of open water, I just am very fearful.
Guys, get ready with me for my wedding. Link in bio.
Waiting for the makeup to arrive.
That was Trace Leches.
Yeah.
Trace Leches. All right. Very interesting guest is going to join us next. And there is apparently a new way to invest your money. And instead of choosing stocks or a 401k or whatever, how about investing in a Red Sox prospect?
Mm.
And if he makes it to the bigs, he gets himself a big, giant $300 million deal.
Okay.
You get paid out.
Okay.
So we will discuss that concept, that possibility coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.